This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. So, during the news, I heard that U.S. consumer confidence surges to a one-year high. If you think that you should follow that advice, I suggest you think again. Consumer confidence. Consumers, they're like the lowest common denominator. Those are people who consume. They don't make. They consume. Okay? So I would suggest that you think very carefully about the wording that is used, consumer confidence. I would equate a consumer with the GDP. That's what I would, you know, the generally dumb public. Rich, any comments?
Well, focus groups and polls are purposely done to manipulate people's thought. It's 100% fake. It's 100% phony. I mean, how many examples have we given about stock buybacks and central bank printing money out of thin air and welfare for the rich? I know I've given probably 1,000 examples myself about that. Everything is fake. Everything's phony. Everything is corrupt. And everything is used as a tool to divide, distract, and dumb down the American people. And I am blue in the face discussing the thousands of examples I've used. I've talked about how they use professional wordsmithing and subliminal messages in movies and sitcoms. I cannot tell you how many times I've quoted Marx, the Communist Manifesto, Alinsky, Cloward and Piven in the Frankfurt School. They have a template, they have a blueprint, they have a playbook, they have a flow chart for the destruction of America. That's why they race bait. That's why they segregate us into race and gender and the gender you identify as and your sex, your religion, your so-called ideology. They're attacking generations. They're manufacturing perception, pity, guilt. They're swaying public opinion with five corporations. Five. That control all the mainstream media, the publishing companies, the production companies. Their job is to literally take the narratives and take your brain and brainwash you. This is why we're the divided groups of America. This is why they use terms like group identity politics. This is why they want to take certain groups and insult their work ethic, their ability, and their intelligence, which degrades and disrespects them purposely, not for empowering a nation, but lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You know, it's just like how they call Donald Trump, oh, he's a Nazi. Well, it's the same people who are calling him a Nazi who are the authoritarians who are practicing tyranny, dictatorships, totalitarian fascism. They're the ones that want to control everything, control the media. They don't want citizen journalists. They don't want due process. They don't want parents controlling schools and their curriculum. They're anti-parent, anti-homeschool, everything. You know, they're pro people they can pay off and manipulate and blackmail. People like the courts, the lawyers, the judges, who are literally willing to sell out the people under the guise of justice, the people who want to create voter fraud. And, you know, I can't tell how many times, Vince, have I said things like we're literally living the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. When I say these things, I give examples, and I use math, I use trends, I use published articles in the public domain. I don't make this stuff up. So people, if you believe anything the that comes out of any institution, whether it be American or national. That includes the UN, the World Health Organization. I've given so many examples, I can't even count them anymore. You have to do your own reading, your own research. Don't even verify anything we say and check, okay? You have to do it. And if you refuse to do it, you're not empowering your nation. You're not empowering yourself. You think you're going to buy time and stay in the shadows and no one's going to come after you. Well, that's not the case, because we're at the point in America, because no one came to save other groups, and they're not going to come and save you. This is why we have to realize and identify what political correctness is. If you know anybody drinking the Kool-Aid of political correctness, after all these articles, published articles in the public domain, talking about vaccine safety and efficacy, talking about no proof about masks and how it's so deteriorating to your health, physiological, psychological, the whole works, then you're not paying attention. So when you hear anything that's trying to turn your opinion and funnel you into a direction, do not believe it. In fact, you're better off believing the exact opposite. Vince?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Rich, I was thinking about gardening. You were talking about self-sufficiency during the first hour of today's broadcast. And I was thinking about gardening. Can you share with us how you start your seeds for your garden? You start them indoors. How do you do that? What is your procedure? And I'll share with the class if there are any differences in the way we do it. And probably aren't too many differences other than the fact that maybe we use more artificial light. But go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I look at gardening as a recreational necessity, and that's how I define it. And I don't use one word. It's a three-letter word often enough. And that is fun. This is all fun. Self-sufficient lifestyle, gardening, edible and medicinal plant harvesting, hunting, fishing, living off-grid, taking care of animals. Is it work to some people? Yes. But it's also fun. So what I try and do is try to eliminate GMO foods that cause, we know it causes cancer and organ failure and changes their DNA. So we have to create a system that was specially created for us to combat the health benefits for us. We are never the beneficiaries of anything good. So this is why we have to decentralize. And I use organic, wide row, raised bed gardening. And when I start my seeds, Vince, I start it by the wood cook stove, because you do not need sunlight or a grow lamp. You can do it. A lot of people do. I leave my seeds by the wood cook stove, and as soon as they poke their little heads out, then I put them in the solarium, and I heat my solarium from ordinary convection from the garden. So, and I use raised beds because in my greenhouse and in for my cold crops outside, because it raises the temperature sooner for earlier germination, quicker growth, and this way I don't have to worry about my nutrients and moisture leaching out as it would on regular gardens. Now, where Vince lives in Missouri, you don't need it because they have longer months without frost. Here in Montana, we have to think outside the box a little bit, but I want to avoid heavy metals. And I basically make my own soil out of compost from goat, chicken, when we have turkeys, when we, you know, the straw in the garden. So everything, nothing goes to waste here. Every banana peel, radish top, coffee ground, tomato stem goes into the garden. And I recommend everybody to build the cheapest greenhouse in the world. I've given a lot of tours here on that. I basically built a ridgepole and put cattle paneling fencing over. It's a stout fencing. It's about 4-ish feet high, 16 feet long, and I combine two like you would clasp your hands, okay, over the ridgepole, a little wire, because wire has memory, it doesn't need much, and then put your UV-treated plastic over it. And for $500, I built I call it my old jalopy, but it works, a greenhouse for $500. It's about 40 feet long. 40 feet. So anybody could do it. And I remember hearing, I do chores often during the commercials, so I don't hear everything, but I remember hearing somebody talking about the term heirloom seeds. Do not buy anything with the fake terminology like natural. Buy heirloom or open pollinated seeds. So you could not only get better quality, better nutrition, but you can use that seed as future crop for future generations of that particular plant. Now, I'm going to give you a website. It's from Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, and it's www.rareseeds.com. And I'm going to give you two others that I haven't been to lately. I don't know if they're still in existence, but one is called Seeds of Change, Seeds of Change, and that's seedsofchange.com. And another one is called Native Seed Search, and that's Native Seeds, and that's plural, .org. So I would try those three. I know rareseeds.com is still going, and they seem to be a pretty credible outfit. But if you're going to any store, any Walmart, to buy seeds, okay, you're going to be getting the Monsanto type seeds, okay? The Monsantos, they want to eliminate, they want to bring in GMO, they want to eliminate nutrition, they want you to buy their products, their poison products to use often on their products. So you need to think about the chemical companies who are literally buying up GMO research and distribution to the people under the guise of some benevolent name. Don't be fooled. You got to do your research on all these companies that have turned for the purpose of depopulation, for the purpose of feathering their own nest, for the purpose of giving no vitamins and minerals to you. And that's why we have to get back to self-sufficiency and do it yourself, Vince.
Yeah, and I was thinking about starting these seeds. And here's what we do. I had some, I found some styrofoam cups that were left over and from a project that we had. And there were the 6-ounce size and probably the 12-ounce size. And I thought, you know, this is perfect for starting seeds. So I took an awl, an A-W-L. It's like a screwdriver, but it's got a point on it instead of a screw tip. And I poked a hole about, oh, let's say a quarter of an inch from the bottom on the side, but a quarter of an inch from the bottom of each cup, one hole. And that's to let the water drain out. Then I put them on a large commercial cookie sheet, one of these aluminum cookie sheets that we use in the automotive shop for, you know, catching oil and things like that. I washed it up, and I put all these cups on these cookie sheets. And then I filled them with potting soil. And I wrote on each one the date that I filled it and put the seed in it, you know, started the seeds on that specific date, and wrote what kind of seed was in each cup. So whether it was Burpee, heirloom seeds, or whatever the brand of seeds were, or whether we saved them from a previous planting, I wrote on each cup what is in the cup. And the reason I like the styrofoam cups, at least now I do, is because I can rip them apart without damaging the roots when I go to plant them. We'll be right back, and I'll talk more about...
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max. and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, what we do here at the farm. Yeah, at least this year we're doing this, and we're experimenting, seeing which seeds grow. And so I've got all these seed packets from many, many years ago. Some are 10 years old, some are older than that. And I want to see what grows inside before we plant in the garden. So even seeds that we're going to sow, I want to know if they're going to germinate. I don't want to waste the garden space because it's too valuable. I don't want to plant seeds that aren't going to grow. So I'm testing them inside. And I'm using these 6.4-ounce styrofoam cups. So what do they cost? Well, at Sam's Club, you can buy these styrofoam cups for 1,000 of them for $26.34 for the 6-ounce size. It's a little less expensive for the 4-ounce size, a little more if you get a larger size. But what I'm trying to say is I like the idea of styrofoam because I can write on the side of the cup exactly what's in it. And, of course, I poke a hole in the bottom, a quarter of an inch from the bottom of the cup, so that the water will drain out. So I'll have, you know, good drainage. And I'm using potting soil. And I'm using fluorescent lighting because we don't have a really good location, and we don't have a greenhouse yet for starting seeds. So I'm starting them under the fluorescent tubular lights, you know, a shop light kind of a light, except I started with a shop light with two tubes, and I put one cool white and one grow light. So one is kind of a warm white color, the other is kind of a bluish color, and that would balance the lighting spectrum. And then I decided I was going to change that. I found, I bought a used, what's called a suspended ceiling type light. It has three tubes in it. And I bought three new fluorescent tubes called Daylight. Now that's 6,500 degrees Kelvin, and these little plants love it. So I've done a little research. No one really knows exactly what the best color is, but the grow lights are more toward the warm spectrum, the reddish, you know, soft white. And the plants seem to really like the daylight spectrum, which is called 6,500 degree Kelvin. So I can't find anything wrong with the 6,500 degree Kelvin, but what I'm probably going to do is buy one more tube. So I'll have this fixture has three fluorescent tubes. It's 4 feet long. I'll have two 6,500 degree, you know, bluish spectrum, and one tube in the center, which will be the warmer spectrum, which will be the red spectrum. So I'm going to experiment with that. But right now, it's three tubes of 6,500 degree Kelvin, and they like it. The plants like it. So what I want to do is tell you very quickly about fluorescent lighting nomenclature, the American system. So there's a T5, T8, T12. What does that stand for? Well, it's in eighths of an inch. So these are fluorescent tubes, long tubes, cylindrical tubes. T12 is the old standard. That would be 12 eighths of an inch, or an inch and a half in diameter. Next size down would be T8. That would be 8 eighths, or 1 inch in diameter. Then there's the T5, which is a slimmer tube, which is 5 eighths of an inch in diameter. So T12, inch and a half, T8, 1 inch, T5, 5 eighths of an inch. Then some other nomenclature is WW for warm white, CW, cool white, D, daylight, N, natural, WWX is warm white deluxe. CWX is cool white deluxe. And then, of course, BLB is black light. So that is the basic nomenclature for fluorescent lighting. So I really like the standard T12 because that's an inch and a half in diameter. Now, they use a little more electricity, but that's what we do. And we keep the, and we also are experimenting with the T5s. And, the T5s and the T8s. So take a look at, the wattage, and you'll find out that the larger diameter uses more wattage. And we're growing our plants with about 88 watts, 3-4 foot fluorescent tubes of T5. So think about that, and it seems to be working great. And I don't think it's too late to start plants. Even though it's a little late, I don't think it's too late. So potting soil, get the seeds that are heirloom seeds, as Rich recommended, because if you get them, you can save the seeds and you'll never have to buy seeds again, as long as you save them properly. And you can learn how to do that. That's all over the internet. So those are my thoughts. And then I'm going to plant them, and I'm going to mark in the garden, raised bed garden, exactly what's in what hole. And I'm going to watch them. And I'm going to monitor very carefully so that we can save the seeds, see what grows, what doesn't grow. And what grows will continue. What doesn't grow, we're not going to continue with that. Rich, any quick comments?
Well, yeah, think about what we're teaching our kids and grandkids today. Push buttons, manage paper, be politically correct. Let's teach them things that really matter. On how to defend, make our immune system stimulate better and be healthier.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
The fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. Although green energy technology is nowhere close to supplying America's energy needs completely, the Biden administration announced on Monday it will increase offshore wind farms on all three coasts in the United States. The U.S. Department of Interior, Energy, Commerce, and Transportation will spearhead the effort, announce new leasing, funding, and development goals to accelerate and deploy offshore wind farms. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With all the rains over the weekend in Tennessee, the first NASCAR dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway was bumped back to Monday. Joey Logano holds off Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Denny Hamlin in an overtime restart win in the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ricky had to settle for second place.
Our Kroger Camaro was really good on the long run. Needed a little bit more NOS energy drink for the restarts. I just couldn't get going. Couldn't get the turn in the race car that we needed, but we made a ton of adjustments, and we kind of went back and forth overnight of what we were going to do. Larson and I came out and hung with the track crew. Steve Swift and the boys did a great job of, you know, getting this thing raceable today with all the rain and all the challenges that they had. But, man, we had a blast. Obviously, the start of the race, I was terrible with a green racetrack and, you know, a little bit moisture in it. But as it blew off, we kind of got back to where we were in practice and felt really good with it. So a good way to go into the off week. I'm going to go run my sprint car with my dad this weekend. Hope everybody has a good Easter and go get some NOS energy drink at Kroger.
Next weekend, NASCAR heads down to Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 in Martinsville. The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. Tuesday, we'll have 7 spring training games starting at 12.05 p.m. Eastern as the Pirates and Twins go at it. There will be a late game Tuesday night out west. SoCal rivals Angels and Dodgers are set to get at it at 9.10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
If you'd like to find out about his book, it's on Amazon. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. I have the book. I've read it. And mine has lots of yellow highlights in it. And I didn't used to do that. I would, I would never highlight in a book. But you know what? Now I do. And my books are among my most prized possessions. I'm talking about books that were written by USA Preparers Instructors. Those are the ones I really care about. And I have Rich Sheeben's book. So you may want to get it. It's on Amazon. And you can see a picture of his cabin and how he lives. And it's great. It's a great book if you're interested in pursuing this lifestyle. So, Rich, I have a question for you. You mentioned that you have been giving tours. Now, I don't give tours anymore. I used to, but I don't do that anymore. I don't let people on the farm, and when they, you know, I just don't do it. But when people come to visit you and they're there for the first time, can you share with us, if you want to, what are they interested in learning? What is there a common thread that runs through, you know, groups of these visitors. What do they want to know about? What are they thirsty to learn about? And is there a common thread?
Well, everybody thinks a little differently. That's why, you know, when you visit an off-grid home, I visited probably 200 of them, and everybody does it slightly different. Some people want to show up for the gardening tips and boost their immune system. For those of you who take any synthetic pharmaceutical drugs regarding inflammation, circulation, allergies, infections, detoxification, cancers, and tumors, well, that's what a garden does. So people like to see things about gardening. Some people like to learn about hunting and fishing. Some people about animals. Probably mostly, I would say, about off-grid living, because they can see the corruption and the ill health. I mean, just look, I mentioned Monsanto a few moments ago. Just think of what's one of their products, their ingredient in Roundup, glyphosate. So just some of the things it's linked to. Here's a short list. Stomach and bowel problems, indigestion, ulcers, colitis, gluten intolerance, sleeplessness, lethargy, depression, Crohn's disease, allergies, obesity, infertility, liver disease, renal failure, autism, Alzheimer's, endocrine disruption, and the World Health Organization recently announced glyphosate is a carcinogen. And now I think they're doing their job to make sure that we are not healthy, you know, with taking with these vaccines. You know, talking about corruption, let me just mention a few articles here, Vince, and I'll get back to your question with more of a direct answer. Because I obviously didn't get to any of the news. First article is news as new migrant crisis deepens. Biden administration tells the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to hide the numbers from the people. That's corruption. Jen Psaki claims ignorance of Hunter Biden's $3.5 million payment from Moscow's mayor wife. That's corruption. FBI and DHS attempt to recruit a former Green Beret to infiltrate and spy on Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, but it was recorded, so they can't deny it after the recording came out. Corruption. Next, cover-up for Hunter and Haley Biden after a gun was thrown into a trash can behind the grocery store near a school by Haley. And, of course, who came to the rescue? The Secret Service. Corruption. Next, penalties for lying on an ATF background check from Hunter Biden. He should get jail time and fines. What's happening to him? Nothing. Corruption. Hotel bill is $400 per night per illegal that you're paying for. Corruption. Arizona town declares state of emergency over illegal immigrants. Corruption. Biden administration urges Supreme Court to let cops enter homes and seize guns without a warrant. Anti-Second Amendment, anti-Fourth Amendment. Oh, my God, anti-everything amendment. Look, even our own Supreme Court literally just denied a bid by Judicial Watch to require Hillary Clinton to testify under oath about her emails, which she was going to do under the Trump administration. Corruption. Hypocrisy. Double standards. People, I mean, I've got articles here about border surge expected to last more than 7 months. Titanic surge, 42 million Latin Americans want to sneak into the U.S. I'll tell you right now, Texas is cooked. Arizona, New Mexico, California, they're done. Take them off the map, put a fork into them. And then I've got articles showing that Joe Biden is literally shipping people in buses and planes around the United States of America with tons of disease, not being vetted. I've got articles here that show that little girls and sometimes boys are being raped and murdered. I've got so much of them, so much. I mean, obviously we went to a tangent today, Vince. This is why people want to hear Plan Bs. I said a few of these articles. I have hours worth of articles. All these people dying from the vaccine, you know, all these immune disorders, all these neurological disorders popping up. I mean, I've got so much, I don't even know where to start. People want to move rural. They want to move to the country. They want to relearn those old 19th century skills. We have offered no nothing but political and social indoctrination to our youth. We have not taught them any skill sets at all. We've taught them how to be angry. We've unlearned and devolved into them the ability to debate and think for themselves. They have been groomed and cultivated to be followers. And people want to know what to do. They see that the rule of law has been delegitimized. Work has been delegitimized. Liability, delegitimized. Nothing makes sense anymore. We see that free lunch is going to the elite, and the bottom 93% are losing ground. You think that's why I talked about the Fed coin stimulus earlier broadcast, because you have to look at the true underlying purposes and objectives of what they're doing. This is just to postpone poverty, not to change it. Okay? I gave a short list before we got into it, and then we kind of delved into off-grid living here. But that's okay, as long as we're giving information to the people. But when people come here, Vince, you know, they either heard me give a talk or heard me on the radio or read my book. And, you know, it's hard to turn some folks down. I try to vet people for their authenticity the best I can. And I gave a talk here locally last week. We took a subset of those and brought them out here. And people want information. They can see what's happening. They are scared. There's no trust in government. There's no trust in our Federal Reserve note, even though it's gotten some upticks lately, which is all done purposely. And you can see gold and silver going down and crypto going up, because maybe is crypto a training ground for the new centralized Fed coin crypto? Possibly. Is crypto going up because maybe there is a backdoor into Bitcoin and it's not as decentralized as people think? Maybe. I don't know. The whole system is so corrupt, and that's why people are buying houses and land, is because by the end of the summer, there may not be any 20-acre parcels or bigger left, because people want some land. They want to have fuel, which is trees. They want to have garden space, space for animals, a little elbow room and privacy. They want a life, and they can see they're not going to get it in urban, suburban America in the cookie-cutter follower subdivision platform. So people want information because they haven't been taught anything, especially the lower two to three generations. That's why I said, if you want a good job, and you don't have to be a male to be an electrician, become an electrician and learn how to set up off-grid homes. You want to do something that's benevolent? To me, that is one of the most benevolent offerings that you could do for the American people, because the American people don't know what to do and they don't know how to do it. That's why this show offers some ideas and solutions in different aspects of preparedness. And we talk about finance, economy, social, political, and we especially talk about how we're being, all of us, being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. We're letting the elite hold onto the narratives and control our thought. We have to do something about that. That's why we got to go back to basics, okay? We have to go back to food, water, shelter, and energy. We have to get out of debt. We got to buy land. Now, I think one of the reasons people are buying land so much right now in houses, because they feel very low confidence in the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve note. So they feel if they can lock into traditional, even though there's been a short uptick in the 10-year interest rate, which is more closely related to the mortgage rates, people feel, from what I'm hearing, a very lack of confidence in the Federal Reserve note and how long we're going to hold on to the World Reserve currency and how long they're going to monetize debt, all the things you hear me talk about. And I think people are saying, well, maybe if I lock in now and buy that land or home, maybe I can pay that lender back in chicken feed because of the U.S. dollar being potentially worthless. I don't have a crystal ball. It's all speculation. But I think a lot of people have that in the back of their mind. But when they come here, Vince, they want ideas and solutions. They want outside-the-box ideas. And people are getting tired of just talking about outside-the-box ideas. They want ideas. Vince?
Okay, so while you were talking about this and talking about being an electrician, here's a great way to start. For $4.38, you can learn what I learned about wiring a home by going to eBay, and there's a book called The Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. $4.38 shipped. Total cost, $4.38. It's going to be used. I bought mine used. And it has everything you need to know about how to wire your home. It's a lot of pages. It's a soft cover. Let me see how many pages mine is. 334 pages. It's a large book. It's got a lot of pictures on virtually every page. $4.38. Now, if you miss that one, the next one's $5.99. If you miss that one, the next one is, there's another one for $4.38. So I suggest you jump on that and buy it. And that's on eBay. And you'll be able to, if you're careful and you pay attention, you'll be able to replace switches, receptacles, wire sub panels, run new circuits. You'll learn how to do it all. Right? Be careful, pay attention, do it safely, but it's in the book. And you can read it cover to cover. Spend, several hours, read it cover to cover, and you'll have a lot of information about home wiring. That's one thing. Next thing is, Rich, when you give these tours, do people come away with, wow, I don't have to pay a homeowners association fee. I won't have to have an electric bill. I won't have to have a water bill. I won't have the high taxes because farmland is taxed way lower than residential land. Do they come away with those thoughts?
They do, but they also, a big percentage of them say, wow, this is a cool adventure life. I would love to do it. But they're also saying, wow, it's a lot of work. But it really is fun, folks. It really is fun.
You know, all I do is have fun. That's all I do.
Much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rich, seriously, when I think about it, all I do is have fun. I mean, I've been retired since 1989. I haven't had a job really since then. And, you know, I was a consultant for the school system because I wanted to do that. But like you, all I do is have fun. Now, the only time I don't have fun is when an animal is sick or someone's sick in the family or one of the animals dies. That's the only time we don't have fun. But Or when a person dies. Other than that, life here at the Finelli Farm is fun. If I feel like working on my old truck, I go work on my old truck. If I feel like not doing that, if I want to watch the Rockford Files and learn something about the 70s, I'll do that. If I want to watch Combat or Jericho or one of the assignments that I've made here on USA Prepares, I'll do that. I do whatever I want to do. But some people think that, you know, I'm a workaholic, and maybe I am. But to me, it's not work, because it's just a bunch of hobbies that I'm interested in, and that's what I do. So to me, taking a transmission out, yeah, it's heavy, it's hard, yeah, but it's fun to me. And making an improvement on an engine or a vehicle, that's fun. Fixing a rototiller, that's fun. Now, some people might find that drudgery. I don't. So, you know, even changing the oil on your generator, that's not really work. It's kind of it's fun, right? I mean, what else are you going to do?
Vince, let me answer your question with a little more sidebar here that you asked me right before the break. You know, think about folks that, you know, the red dye in today's meat, meat's made with bioreactors, 3D printers, meat grown in lab, you know, hormones, steroids, antibiotics, estrogen mimickers, GMOs, modifying proteins and enzymes and gluten and everything, and things processed for shelf life in the field and in the can, destroying your gut, compromising nutrition. Think about when I talk about, and I've spent many, many hours talking about finance and economy, think about what these words mean anymore: earnings, price discovery, liquidity, solvency, even inflation and deflation. Most people don't even know what's going on. Fundamentals, fair value, the leverage, GDP, what the heck is that anymore? Credit, debt, core businesses of corporations, money printing, free market, supply and demand, lack of velocity of money. What's profits mean anymore? Everything is fixed and phony. And the reason why I said that is we have to go back to a penny saved, penny earned mentality. And having a little hobby farm kind of offers that. Remember remember I spent also a lot of time on the agenda, forced austerity, delegitimizing work and eliminating free markets and supply and demand, big tech controlling everything, increased depression and domestic violence, eliminating voting legitimacy. Everything is rigged. Eliminating our constitution, freedom, liberty, rule of law, food shortage, starvation, eugenics, genocide, war, depopulation, eliminating all free speech, forced lockdowns, house arrest, you know, electromagnetic radiation, destroying the people everywhere with 5 and 6G towers. I mean, I can go on and on and on. The divide and conquer strategies. You see so many people so dumbed down. They are literally concentrated on protecting their group, their hyphen, and their pronoun, and not putting America first. So if you think that this lifestyle is not for you, I want you to think again. Because I don't see any other choice. When now that we live in a society where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter, the rule of law no longer matters. I mean, I was prepared with tons of news and articles today, but I just mentioned, you know, a little over half a dozen maybe, because I wanted to show you the corruption, the hypocrisy, the double standards of the elite. They don't care about your group. They don't care about your nutrition. They don't care about your prosperity. They want to create an illusion to consolidate power, money, and control. That's what they do. And how are you going to control your own destiny with everything that's being done to cover up elite crimes and take you down at the same time? What options do you have? And that's why people are coming to rural America and buying acreage, and that's why we recommend 20 to 40 acres. And if you can't buy it yourself, Vince and I are both blue in the face trying to help people talk about other options. Go to meetings. Go to, you know, create, put signs up on your bulletin boards in your community. Say, hey, I want to buy a piece of land. Let's get together with like-minded individuals. It could be friends. It could be relatives. And trade skill sets, cross-train. Think about how you can buy a piece of land with multiple people, create the lifestyle, train yourself, and then sell it as a working hobby farm, maybe 5 years down the road. That's just one idea. Vince, thanks for having me.
Rich, thanks for being with us and sharing your expertise and knowledge. And class, it really isn't that hard, but you have to start. And you can. You really can. And consider Rich's book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. It's on Amazon. Rich, thanks so much. See you next week.
Thank you. You bet.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.